Thank you for the music today, and I trust that that word and song will minister to each and every heart. Well, one of the happiest days in the life of any home or family is the day that a newborn baby is brought into the home. My wife and I have had that joy 5 times. First, it was Ewan, born in our hometown in Oma, Northern Ireland. Then Grace in Ballymoney, near the church where I was serving at that time. And then as we came to Canada, 3 more boys, Bryce, Calvin, Lloyd, all born in Langley. And every parent can remember that hour when we walk through the door with that newborn baby in arms to begin a whole new life. But there was one young mother that did not have that joy because while she was married, she did not have the gift of a baby. And that made her extremely sad. So much so that she went to the temple of the Lord, and there she prayed and prayed and prayed so long. Now, she didn't pray out loud, only her lips moved, and she just mumbled words, and there she wept before the Lord. Now, Eli, who was the high priest of the temple, he looked upon her and thought that she was drunken, that she was out of her mind. Why was she there? But she was not drunken, she was just broken in heart. And so she prayed and prayed, and she promised to God that if he would be pleased to give her a child, a boy, that she would return him to the Lord for the Lord's service. Well, what do you know? It pleased God in due time to give to Hannah a baby boy. And was she ever the happiest mother in all the world? She just loved her newborn baby. She loved to feed him. She loved to bathe him. She loved to play little silly games with him to make him happy as he was growing up in his childhood. But what about that vow that she made to the Lord? Well, she kept it. And there came a day when she took that little boy, just a toddler, and she brought him to the temple and she handed him over to Eli to serve in the temple. And each year she brought to the temple, as she visited, a little coat, because at that age the boy would be growing so quickly. And every year she brought a new little coat for Samuel. And then one night, as Samuel tried to sleep in the temple, he heard a voice. He heard someone calling his name, Samuel, Samuel. And of course he got up and he ran to Eli and he said, "You called me? What is it I can do?" And it turned out that Eli said, "I didn't call you at all." And again he lay down and tried to sleep. And again he heard this call, "Samuel, Samuel." And so he got up and he ran to Eli and he said, "You did call me. What is it?" "No, son, I didn't call you." And he went back and tried to sleep. And then a third time, he went back to Eli. He heard the voice again, "Samuel." And he went back to Eli and said, "You're calling me." And old Eli said, "Son, it's not me. It may be the voice of God. And if it is again that you hear the voice, you simply say, 'Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth.'" And so little Samuel went back to his bed, and I'm not sure if he tried to sleep, but he listened. And yes, he heard the voice of God. And Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." And that night, God gave to little Samuel a very heavy message. The message was about Eli's sons. that his sons were wicked. They were pestering the people that were coming to the temple, and especially the women that came near to the temple. And God was going to judge those wicked boys, Hophni and Phinehas, and he was going to judge the house of Eli. And that was it. 1 Samuel had a very difficult message. And he lay all night until the morning. When he got up, he opened the doors of the temple as usual. He didn't say anything to anybody until old Eli came to Samuel and said, "What did God say to you last night?" This was the moment of testing for Samuel. And Samuel told all the truth. Samuel said, "God told me that your sons are being wicked, and you haven't corrected them, and God is going to judge you and your boys." And Eli didn't say anything. And we're not told in the Bible that he did anything either. But little Samuel was now established as a prophet. And there came a day when God did judge the house of Eli. Samuel was given a very difficult message, but he told the truth. And because he obeyed God and told all the truth, he grew up to be a mighty prophet in the land of Israel. He was a mighty man of prayer who called upon God. And all the days that Samuel lived, God heard his cries for Israel. He was an intercessor in prayer. And God blessed Samuel all his days because he kept the truth. And boys and girls, if you want to be blessed by God, you need to know the truth, and you'll find that in the Bible. And then you need to speak the truth at every opportunity. And God will greatly bless you and use you in this world, just as he did with little Samuel.